Katrina.
Thank you. Good afternoon. This is an IFB-only leases discussion because the topic for discussion is IAS 40. So it's basically that as part of the process we're going through in drafting the revised leases ED, there's one issue that's come up in terms of sort of consequential amendments to IAS 40 that we think is worth discussing with you. So with that, I'm going to hand over to Anna, who will tee up paper. It's agenda paper 12A.
And I'll say that both today.
Thank you. So you have to be a
special. So you know what I wish for is my birthday present. Thank you very much, Katrina. Thank you very much for pointing that out, okay? So the next paper is agenda paper 12A, and as Katrina said, it's on the consequential amendment to IAS 40. This paper discusses how to account for right-of-use assets that meet the definition of investment property. And just to remember, such situations arise when an entity leases property and then subleases the same property to a third party. What we are basically proposing in this paper is to change the scope from existing IAS 40. IAS 40 currently includes investment property held under a finance lease in its scope. There's also an option for a lessee of investment property held under an operating lease to come into IAS 40 and apply the fair value model instead of applying the requirements in IAS 17 for operating leases. As you can see, I think it's paragraph 10 in the paper, we are proposing to eliminate the option for investment property held under an operating lease. And we intend to replace that with a requirement for investment property held under any lease to be within the scope of IAS 40. That scope means that a lessee of investment property currently held under an operating lease would have to provide as a minimum fair value disclosure, and that was obviously not the case, or is obviously not the case under current IAS 40. We propose that change mainly for consistency reasons, and we think, we as a staff think, it is appropriate that investment property is accounted for in the same way, regardless of whether it's owned or leased. Something else to bear in mind is that the main reason why IAS 40 is not mandatory for investment property held under an operating lease today is because of the existing lessee accounting model. So we are saying that an operating lease do not give rise to a lease recognized lease asset. This has obviously changed as a consequence of the changes the board made regarding lessee accounting, and as the board has concluded that every lease creates an asset for the lessee, we think that this argument is no longer valid. Accordingly, if a right of use asset meets the definition of investment property, it should be accounted for as such. We do acknowledge, though, that there could be some practical issues with the proposal set out in this paper. And for that reason, we actually recommend to put in the revised ED a specific question on that particular issue to highlight that issue and to give people the opportunity to comment on that, especially regarding any practical issues. So with that, I said everything I wanted to say, and I hand back to you.
Okay.
No question. Everybody in agreement?
I kind of agree, but I think we should not understand the technical difficulties of when you don't have a market price and when you have a right of use where you have some variable payments, some options, etc. Then to put a fair value on that might be challenging. So hence, I support that we expose it. I'm not in principle against it. I just wonder whether in all markets, in all jurisdictions, that will be really workable.
I think that's a very fair point, and this is why we actually intend to put in a question.
Yeah.
I mean, I noted the same as Philippe, really. The cost benefit equation really is what we should be targeting.
Okay.
So 12C tomorrow, you've got an education session on 12C, and then Wednesday there's joint decision making with the
NCC. Okay, very good. Thank you.
Thank you.